Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is having a President's Day event. Start a new lease on a Jeep Compass or go big with a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Limited, in stock, and ready to go. See dealer for details during the President's Day sale. Stop into Moran Blue Water CDJR on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or visit them at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. Going to be a beautiful day today, climbing up into the upper 60s, lots of sunshine. If you're one of those work remote people, this would be a great day to, you know, maybe do some work out on the deck, you know, go to a park, sit somewhere outside, and you kind of feel like you're getting away with something. And that's what we want to talk about is whether or not your boss trusts you when you work remotely. There's a new survey out that shows that, you know what, the boss probably does trust you. Joining us right now, Vice Chair of U.S. Trust Solutions, co-leader at Price Waterhouse Coopers, Wes Bricker. Wes, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's great to be with you and all of your audience.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. I mean, look, remote work started before the pandemic, but 4 years ago this week, we really got pushed into it. A lot of people are still working that way, aren't they?
That's right. Maybe some of your audience members have an ear to the radio as they're starting their workday on the deck, as you point out. Business leaders have a lot of trust in their employees, and that's an important starting point, Paul, for this.
Why is it so important that established trust for business?
Well, what we saw in our survey, and this is the fourth year that we've done this survey of 5,000 business leaders, consumers, and employees, what we saw is that business leaders tend to trust their employees more than employees really expect, that there's a gap between business leaders and employees on this, and that's really important. Trust is really important in that relationship because when employees feel trusted, they're more productive. Quality goes up, and employees stay with the company, stay with the team longer. And that's true whether someone is working remotely or in the office. 7 out of 10 business leaders, as we saw in our survey, trust employees just the same, whether it's remote or in the office.
Does that surprise you at all, anything in this survey that jump out at you as a surprise?
Well, you know, I think we've continued to live sort of in this post-COVID world with flexibility around a workforce. Of course, it might be an office setting. It might be a shop room or it might be elsewhere where we're learning to adjust to today's means of working. And what's interesting about that is the critical relationship between trust and outcomes. Across this survey, whether it's business leaders, consumers, or employees, nearly everyone agrees on the importance of trust and that businesses have the first-line responsibility to build or maintain trust. Also, that trust is important to a business's bottom line or performance over time. And when it comes to this issue of trust, it tends to be a team sport. First, we have to identify where trust is, and then put an action plan against it so that we're building it, given its importance to those relationships.
You mentioned that whether an employee works in the office or remotely, the level of trust seems to be the same among employers. Is that right?
Within a margin of error, that business leaders see the need for flexibility and that they're employee base has the issues, it has the flexibility that they need in order to be productive. Businesses are counting on employees to listen to consumers and to understand what consumers are needing, especially if something has gone wrong, if there's a need for remediation of a product or a service. Also, employees are in the front line conveying value of business. Really demonstrating that consumers are getting the benefit of the bargain, if you will. And so that relationship between businesses and the employees is critical. And we see that screaming through the survey data. There's a real opportunity.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, speaking of opportunities, I mean, what kind of opportunities are there for executives to earn trust when it comes to, for example, AI or environmental impact?
Well, it's really important, as you know, that it was just over a year ago that we saw generative AI explode on the scene, and that creates an opportunity for business as well, and it impacts employees. That's an opportunity for business leaders to be clear that whether it's employee data that needs to be kept private, that businesses are really proving it. They're taking action and proving it that data is kept private, it's kept secure. Also that they're providing the training so that they're not leaving their employees behind as they incorporate a new technology like generative AI into revolutionizing a consumer experience or changing the workforce. So employees and business leaders care about that topic, and this is the time for business leaders to be clear about how they're providing governance over those AI applications, as well as the data that's so important to them.
Yeah. Interesting survey, and it looks like the trend of remote working is here to stay, isn't it?
Well, I think businesses have found the need to be flexible, to think about their business processes in a context of what works for employees. And of course, that will vary by business model, and it'll vary by position and role. But there is a lot of innovation in the employee experience, the remote aspect of it, and how to deliver a great consumer experience.
What would you say is the main takeaway of this survey for employers and for employees?
Well, I would say it's then the actions. What do you do about all this if you're a business leader? And it really starts with, one, identifying the importance of trust and creating a culture and an expectation that trust is important in the relationship. It's also important then to build a plan around how to move that forward with clear words and actions that are understood, as well as ownership. Might be appointing a specific business leader to lead this, but more frequently, what we see is it's a team sport across business leaders to really own this. And when things go wrong, that they own the resolution so that they restore trust, because trust fundamentally is important to business and its ability to achieve outcomes, the ability of employees to see their role in those outcomes, and consumers getting the benefit of the bargain that they expect from businesses.
Wes, where can people go to see the trust survey and get more information?
Well, thanks for asking, Paul. Today we've released the survey. It's on our website, pwc.com, where you can find the data and a much deeper discussion about trust, its place in business, and how to move forward.
All right, sounds good. Wes, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Paul. Mm.